This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Going to try something different and new, or rather more expansive, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing many people around the country to the concept of an overview of news talk radio this past week. Yeah, this is something that I've been doing for 20-some-odd years in concert with Talkers Magazine and their editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. Every week, they go through most of the really popular talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with a list, like the countdowns you hear on the music stations. Same thing, only this is about news talk radio. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. So Talkers, as the Bible of the talk radio industry, has authority there. And so this list put together with the folks at Talkers becomes a very entertaining way and an accurate way to gauge what's been going on a lot of the radio stations that are carrying this program now. I carry my other programs. I produce a lot of different programs, the Daily DJV program, podcast and playback of that show, and On Air Live. You can find it at djvshow.com. Also, a show that deals with the metaphysical world, the unseen world, Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com. The American Family Farmer Show is a podcast and the focus on food, family, and the farm. That's there as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com has the podcast and the shows with a couple of prominent doctors around the country every week talking about the issues. And they're all, the reason I bring them up is because they are sort of my varied calling card, having done this for a long time. The focus, though, with the majority of stations and the majority of their programming is aimed at discussing the issues, and many of them are political. It's become known as political talk radio to a lot of people. So I invite each week a couple of well-known, very prominent talk radio folks. Some of them are people that work with me on the DJV program. For example, Jennifer Horn is here. She does the she's got three of these, or four, depending on how you look at the gig. Jennifer, prominent on the DJV program, also does the local program in Los Angeles on the Salem station there, KRLA, and she does a show for the Southern sort of California network. Would you say a station carries that program out in Bakersfield? No, is it Bakersfield?
The Inland Empire, no.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So Jennifer Horn is here, along with my friend, longtime colleague, John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. So their thoughts and engagement here as we go through the list. Let me go through the stories. And the number 10 item this week on the countdown list is an overview of the Oscars. A lot of conversation, especially at the beginning of the week, about that. At number 9, technology as it applies to facial recognition and artificial intelligence in general, getting a lot more traction because it's affecting our lives more and more and more and more and more every day. Number 8, continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. He was in the hospital earlier this week because he had the flu and people thought it might get into pneumonia. A lot of focus on him, not only because of his illness, but because of his winning the, and I'm going to say something, I'm going to say it very prominently. I hope I didn't lose a couple of friends on this, but there was a posting, I don't know if Jennifer and John, you saw it, there was a posting in a cartoon form of 10 people wearing KKK garb, and there was one of them that had the image of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the caption under, guess which one is Rush Limbaugh. I found that highly offensive. Yeah. I found it obnoxious and unnecessary. And it, so I said that to my friend online, and she didn't like it, but, you know, I don't, it's just, I think there's enough already with this stuff. Enough already. Yeah. So did you, either of you see that, Jennifer, John, did you see that cartoon?
I did not, but I believe it.
You did see it, John?
Yeah, I saw it, and I totally agree with you. That was not called for at all, totally unnecessary. Why was that required to put out there for the world to see?
Well, because somebody, you know how it is. you know how it is. The internet can be used for all kinds of things. I mean, Rod Limbaugh is not, there's no way, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I've explained on the air that I think the reason that it is reasonable to have given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom is because what he has meant to the business of radio and to listenership, you know, it's affected 20, 30, 40 million people over the years that he's been on. And I just think that that's...
There's just something about wishing people, I don't know. Ill. I've seen a lot of people saying he deserves it. This is what, you know, he's getting what's coming to him. Yeah. And that kind of, I don't care who people are politically. People are human at their core. And that's just, I don't know. It's not, yeah. Say what you will, call them names, do whatever you want to do with your free speech. But I don't know. There's something bad about wishing people ill will.
Yep. Well, it comes back. There's a thing called karma. I just mentioned the program I do called Your Hidden Power, and karma is a part of our conversations frequently. What goes around, maybe another way of putting it, is what goes around comes around. And
it
so
sure
those of you,
that way. Yeah,
I mean, it's just enough already. Okay,
yeah.
Number seven, a focus on immigration reform as the walls are being built. I think there's a lot more focus, although we did talk about this a little bit last week, Jennifer, because of where you are and how you get involved in this in Los Angeles. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. The budget, the deficit, the economy all going together is number six because they're all one story. Number five is the coronavirus and its impact on our country and our relationship with China. Number four, Bloomberg. That's about all you have to say. Roger Stone and his sentencing is number three. The impeachment aftermath is number two. I'm not sure. I don't know. Enough of... I don't know that there's really anything there, but we'll talk about it a little bit. Presidential race, primary New Hampshire, and once again, Bloomberg getting involved in the fray. I thought it was pretty interesting how, especially toward the end of the week, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden took the lead in attacking Bloomberg. Donald Trump is attacking him. So you know he's a viable candidate because everybody's on his back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Be really pressing ahead. All right, so Jennifer, you were about to say something. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Was I about to say something?
I don't know. I thought I heard you take a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm going
no.
now.
Yeah. No, I think you're, I don't know, maybe I just, you're using your hidden power to project, but no.
That's what it was, yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, but I do want to spend just a moment on, I don't know that the presidential race needs a lot of conversation because, you know, you see who's falling off, and that's sort of after what happened in Iowa. That whole mess there, whether it's expected. I think the biggest surprise, at least among my friends here in Massachusetts, is how badly Elizabeth Warren has done. And I think universally people are looking at Joe Biden, who looked like he would be the one, and now there are a lot of people who think that Bloomberg is the one. So, I mean, so ways
a lot
the
of people
convention.
Think Bernie is the
Bernie
one, too.
Is the
which
one.
Is,
right.
Yeah, he's, it's really interesting. Politics is all about momentum, and it's about catching fire at the right time. And for Elizabeth Warren, she caught fire over the summer and not at the right time. And now she's falling, and people are making a decision in her lane, basically. Am I going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Am I going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? And I think the momentum has been with Bernie Sanders, who's just very well organized. He's got a ground game that existed in 2016 that he's revitalized for 2020, and he picked up where he left off. So he's very strong. He's a strong candidate. And then you have a lot of the, and I use air quotes because I don't know how many of these guys are actually really, really moderates, but you have the moderates fighting it out. And Mayor Pete seems to be the one who's got the energy, not Joe Biden. And then you throw in the Bloomberg factor come Super Tuesday when he's actually going to be on some ballots, and it's really anybody's game. And does it boil down to kind of a two, does it boil down to the far left and the more moderate side of the party as they move into the convention? Probably so, but, you know, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of crowds. He's got a lot of people and excitement behind him.
That's for sure.
I think Doug and Jennifer, it could come down to a brokered convention, which will make things kind of interesting this summer when the Democrats get together. But Jennifer, you mentioned momentum and who peaked at the right time or the wrong time, and definitely Joe Biden leading the pack almost for the past year. It almost seemed inevitable that there was going to be some type of a change in the leadership. leadership at the top of that race. Elizabeth Warren, same with her. I think it's going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, and yep. That'll make it very interesting.
Well, what I think, and go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry. You know, just to wrap up on Biden, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch him because even though he's had, he's held incredibly high office and important offices, vice president, and he obviously was reelected to Senate for decades, but he was really untested as a candidate. And I think the reason that we saw him at the top of the polls is because he had a brand name. So when people were asked, who are you going to support?
Right.
People just said, well, Biden, because it's the only name they knew. But now people are actually starting to dig into some of the other candidates. They're getting to know him, and when he gets tested, he just doesn't perform well.
Mm-hmm. So,
excellent. And also, don't you think there's a burnout factor as well? People are just tired of it.
Yeah, the burnout factor is that this damn thing goes on continuously. As soon as somebody gets elected and installed in office in January, there'll be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? And the damn news media just perpetrates that. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Get out of my face and go away. My God.
Well, especially when they don't like the person who won. They like to start immediately looking ahead to the next one.
Let's go get him. But I think you're right. It's going to come down to Bloomberg and Bernie. And what's going to happen, here's my prediction, and then we'll move on. That AOC and that bunch is going to, when Bernie doesn't get the nomination, they're going to be so worked up about it and so upset, they'll start a third party. You wait and see. There's going to be a third party in this country, the socialist American party, whatever you want to call it, but that's going to happen because the Democratic leadership of the DNC is not going to let Bernie. They just aren't. They don't get it themselves. And so, under the circumstances, you can kiss.
Doug, do I have 30 seconds?
Just barely. Go ahead. Yeah.
an interesting poll. Maybe the two of you saw it. Maybe the audience saw it as well this past week. But there's some people saying Michael Bloomberg and Mitt Romney for vice president on the same ticket.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I'll put Amy Klobuchar up, because she's very popular in very important areas of the country, to run with Bloomberg. But that's an interesting scenario. I didn't even thought about that. Yep. Good job. All right. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from Radio Worlds all over the world here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen going through the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th with Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, John Harbor from Florida, and you as we go through this list, which you can see, by the way, every week. It's posted at talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. All these stories and ancillary things that go with them. I'm kind of working my way through the list backwards and forwards, and we've covered, I think, that all there is to say about the presidential race we've kind of just said. And I don't know, number two, the impeachment aftermath. Is there really any focus on that other than people saying if the Democrats do it again or they'll try the likes of Adam Schiff?
They're already calling for it this week. It's an impeachment the sequel. Just without the wait. It's crazy. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren and you have Representative Eric Swalwell already saying that the president and the attorney general both need to resign or that they need to be impeached because of the controversy with the tweet about Roger Stone and his sentencing. So,
what was the controversy? Explain that. What was said? Roger Stone was a confidant of the president's. He got himself into hot water because he lied to Congress, which is how all these guys get caught sooner or later. Not for the real thing, but for something else that's ancillary. So the Stone thing.
So the prosecutors, he got convicted. He's guilty. And so now they're going to sentence him. And his sentencing is next
guilty?
Week.
By the way, do you think he's guilty?
I'm sure lying to Congress, probably, but look, I don't think Roger Stone is an angel, but I also think that we need to start getting serious about treating people the same with our justice system. This multi-level approach to the justice system is just, you know what? It's not fair. It's going to make people lose faith in democracy. It's what's been happening with people who have been persecuted before for things. And so we have to get serious about this, number one. And so the prosecutors is recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, who's an older gentleman already. That's almost a life sentence, or it could be a life sentence for Roger Stone, for something that most people get a slap on the wrist for and are walking around and serving in Congress, much less lying to Congress. So it was pretty unfair. And so the Department of Justice took a look at it. At the same time, President Trump happened to tweet about it, saying that it was unfair. And so then Democrats came out and said, well, the Attorney General is in the back pocket of Donald Trump, and because he tweeted, that's why they're going to look into this extensive intense sentence, which wasn't the case at all. The attorney general explained everything, said he had already started the process before Trump had tweeted, and he actually came out for the very first time against President Trump, saying his tweets in regards to these type of stories make his job almost impossible to do because people are constantly trying to tie the correlation between the tweets and Attorney General Barr just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Jennifer is absolutely right. Whether you like Stone or not, the punishment was way too excessive for the crime, and I do agree it should be revised. I don't think he should be let go, but 7 to 9 years, whatever it was, way too much, and Jennifer was right. People are walking around right now who have done far worse crimes than that, and they got a slap on the hand.
So government jobs, right?
Yeah. Equal justice under the law is a kind of it's nonsense these days in any number of examples.
At the same time, the situation with the attorney general now and the president looks like there could be a lot of tension brewing there if there hasn't been already. And that's going to be an interesting scene to watch between the two of them since, as Jennifer said, Barr said yesterday in an ABC interview that Trump is making the tweets almost impossible for Barr to do his job. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but they still seem, well, for purposes of the moment, they seem to be trying to maintain a closeness. But if you start crossing Trump, it's not healthy for the long term, if you will. All right, coming up next, a focus on the coronavirus as we continue overviewing what's going on News Talk Radio this week. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, second half hour of our focus on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper here discussing the issues from the list that Talkers has prepared this week, the stories and the people on the list. We were talking about Roger Stone. I'm looking at some more things here before we go into the virus and that whole discussion. I thought it was interesting that eight Republicans went with the Democrats this week in a measure that would limit the president from engaging in further hostilities. Isn't that kind of the horse out of the barn stuff? I'm trying to figure out what the point of that all
came from. Republicans who voted when the same measure came against Obama, they voted in the same way. So they're trying to work on a consistent record.
Yeah.
Basically saying that Congress should take back the declaration of war. President Trump made the argument that if Congress ties the hand of the president, then countries like Iran are going to constantly try to test because they know that there's political discord in the country and that people may, you know, Congress may not come together and act in a timely manner. So I think both sides make a good point. I don't think we should take action before, but I do think
sides,
the president, if they have an opportunity to take out a terrorist, should actually go in and be able to take out a terrorist. I think that is something that most people wouldn't argue with if they were being honest. So, That's kind of where it is. I think people made a big deal about it, saying that Republicans are turning on Trump, but that's not really it at all. They believe Congress should have the power to declare war.
Right. And as an aside, this might have been number 11 or 10A, if you will, on the story list. The passing of Kobe Bryant has occupied a lot of time and discussion, but he and his daughter laid to rest this week. It doesn't require any real commentary. It just is the end of that saga and what he was all about. So it garnered a lot of attention, especially, I think, on the West Coast, Jennifer. Certainly in Los Angeles, it did. And speaking of the West Coast, the coronavirus, which is number 5 this week on our countdown list of stories, 1,700 medical workers now infected with the virus around the world. The infection number topped 64,000, death toll around 1,400. The Chinese have lied through their teeth, and so they're suffering the consequences Is there anything else to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I guess... Go ahead, John.
The trust in the Chinese continues to dwindle. Not that there really was any great trust.
Exactly. Thank you. You're starting from a point of almost negative numbers to begin with and lying through their teeth about most everything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is that they've gotten as far as they have. It shows you maybe how corrupt the world is in general. But the average person still, the average Chinese, this is not an indictment of them. They have a system of government. And the people who are around now, remember the Chinese Revolution took place 70 years ago, and 72 years ago now. It was 1948, same time the situation in Israel changed dramatically. It was the same year. There was a lot of stuff going on. After World War II, upheavals here, there, and everywhere. And these were two dramatic examples of how people didn't like what was going on in their country, and they wanted things to change, or they wanted stuff to be rectified or fixed or whatever it is. And certainly in the case of China, as we've seen now, or at least it's easy maybe for us outside to look in, but we didn't grow up in this. The people who have grown up and live in China now feel the same way kind of about the way they're... Because they don't like the leadership, but they understand the government. They understand what they live with and what the ramifications are. But I think it's a hard... It's kind of hard to sell this sort of capitalism blended with communism. It confuses people. And their educational system is so in-focused instead of outward-focused. They don't really understand what's going on in the rest of the world, most of the people that are there. So it's a conundrum. But now when it comes to the coronavirus, you go into the fact, realizing that the province that's the center of the outbreak where all these people have died is basically literally shut off from the rest of the world.
Shut
they
down.
Have guards.
Mm-hmm.
They have the army. The Chinese army surrounds that province. And the Russians closed the border with China this week, and they've got guards so that the Chinese can't run across the border and get into Russia. So, interesting.
It's amazing what is taking place as a result of this virus. And I think this, guys, is just the tip of the iceberg. And when this starts getting across the border, so to speak, from China, look out. We may have never seen anything like this before in our lifetimes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of scare stuff going around. People don't really understand what it is, but it could be. It could be a corrector. It could be a million. You know, it's all this could be. We don't know, but it may be. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a profile of a nurse who works in a Wuhan hospital who walks to work while her husband drives behind her. I guess kind of showing the extreme length that medical workers are willing to go to work and stop the coronavirus. Her husband drives by. It's really interesting. She walks to work in the dark, so he drives behind her to light the path as she walks to work. But she's self-quarantined.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
That's something, doesn't it, huh?
Well, now they're talking about the Olympics. They're saying they're not going to cancel the Olympics in Tokyo, but obviously the conversation is being had about whether or not they should.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay, next, number six here, the budget deficit. This is one of those things that talk radio doesn't do a good job with, frankly. And people don't understand that the school system doesn't do a good job teaching the civil. How is the government run? And then if you take yourself away from that, how can you run your life the way the government runs its life? With the deficits as huge as they are, then people turn around and say, wow, man, look at the economy. It's steaming along. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was looking, and most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's kind of part of what I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer Show podcast I referenced earlier, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aiming to try to help farmers around the country sustain themselves. And so I was looking for a part for one of my trucks yesterday, and I went over to a local truck dealership. The guy specializes in used trucks, and he rebuilds old trucks and sells them on the market and that sort of thing. And his business, he said to me, his business was never better. he's selling like 40 trucks a month that sell at an average of $35,000 a piece, and he sells them all over the country. And his thing to me, he said to me, this guy's become a multimillionaire, little guy that had a little garage, and he started selling trucks and fixing them up, and it's grown into this huge business. And he said the economy is roaring. All these people getting into business, getting into small businesses where they need a good, reliable truck, but they can't afford a new one. And he said, we have no problem selling these trucks, and there's no problem getting them financed, getting paid for them. He looked at me with stars in his eyes and said, what a great country, America. So, you know, you look at that. You were talking, I think, last week, John, about how the Space Coast, where all these people are moving in and starting to the private side of launching into space and all the jobs that are there. I remember when we talked about it when sort of things got shut down when Bush messed up NASA and thousands of people were laid off. So they're all back to work and then some, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the private sector, as you mentioned, Doug, that really is leading the fight on bringing the economy back here to the Space Coast. SpaceX, no doubt about it, they are doing a lot. And there are a lot of ancillary companies as well that are moving into the area that are space-related. So it has been a major turnaround. The housing industry, as I've talked about before, is looking very good. Not fantastic, but yet it's solid and continuing to increase month by month as far as values of homes and condos and apartments and things like that. But again, it's the private sector that has led that march, not the government. It really has nothing to do, I think, with the Trump administration. It's the fact that we do have people like SpaceX, the company of SpaceX and Elon Musk, who are making this happen, along with putting our American astronauts back into space sometime later this year, which is going to be huge as well. So it's all private industry that's making it happen.
Jennifer, examples on the West Coast. California is a big space state as well, but in general, the California economy or the U.S., the economy in general, a lot of people are moving out of California, but that doesn't stop the growth of a lot of basic core businesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the economy has been tougher for people who are in the middle class or who are trying to run a small business, and so those people are leaving the state. But California has become kind of a mecca for the rich and the poor. I think there is still an economic surplus, which the governor is always quick to talk about, but a lot of that is going towards unfunded pensions. With the space business, it was actually interesting that we're talking about this because I also did a couple of forms this week for candidates who are running for Congress. And one of the districts that is in our area is one that got national attention. If you remember Katie Hill, she was the congresswoman who resigned from Congress a few months ago because she was involved in a throuple and she was having relations with her staffers and all that stuff. Yeah. And so her seat is vacant right now, and it's a pretty hotly contested seat. Everybody's trying to get in. And that is an area where there's a lot of aerospace and there's some of that industry that's in that area. And they're talking about how that is actually that's thriving right now for California. So I guess there are certain industries, and you know, as long as you're not a small business trying to make it, you're doing okay in the state for the most part.
Small businesses are too much emphasis. Look at the agreement this week that was done between AT&T and was it Sprint? Who is it that's getting together? The two phone companies and the judge, what a moron. He says he's convinced it'll lead to better prices and more competition. What the hell are you talking? What are you, nuts? Show me one of these mergers, never mind in technology, but anything. Airline mergers, any of these huge corporations that get together, buy each other out, and they always screw the customer. That's kind of like a universal law. It's a joke for somebody to say, that it's better for competition. Unga bunga.
Bottom line, Doug, is trying to raise money for a small business is no easier today than it was any time in the distant past. It's still very, very difficult.
the voice of experience, John Harper from WMEL. On the People List this week from Talkers Magazine, the overview done by the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they pick up 10 stories that have been most followed by hosts. And then from that, the assimilation of all these names. These are the important people in the focus in these top 10 topics. Brad Pitt and Joaquin Phoenix come in at number 10. Rush Limbaugh, number 9. President of China, number 8. Alexander Vindman and John Kelly tied for number 7. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone, number 5. Elizabeth Warren comes in at 4. As you can imagine, the 4, 3, and 2 are all of the candidates that are making it to the top, and maybe where some of them are going. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden seem to be going away, and Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg seem to be going up. And that's the way that shakes out. Number 1. The President Donald Trump. That's the People List this week. As usual, you can count on this information from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. We see it listed on food labels and hear healthcare professionals talk about it. But do you know what cholesterol actually is? Cholesterol is a waxy substance that's found in the fats in your blood. When you have high cholesterol, you may develop fatty deposits in your blood vessels, which eventually make it difficult for enough blood to flow through your arteries.
That bad cholesterol, when those plaques build, if they rupture, they can go and cause a heart attack or even cause a stroke.
Dr. Claire Haga, a Mayo Clinic physician, says what you eat affects your cholesterol levels, so you have some power to control it.
We want to make sure to eliminate trans fats. So examples of trans fats, a lot of this is going to be your products that are prepackaged, your fast foods, your fried foods.
You also want to cut back on saturated fats that are often found in animal products like bacon or butter. Dr. Haga says you can also help lower your cholesterol when you take in more omega-3s, which are good fats that you find in fish, nuts, and avocados. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. The top stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the beginning of the week saw a lot of controversy talking about the Oscars and ratings and what the people getting awards have to say or not have to say. Number 9, the focus on technology, facial recognition, AI, all of that sort of thing. Number 8, the continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. Number 7, immigration reform and homelessness becoming a big deal. Number 6, the Trump budget. Number 5, the coronavirus impact on our country and around the world. Mr. Bloomberg is at number 4 with some of his comments. Roger Stone and his sentence, number 3. The aftermath of the impeachment, again, sort of at the beginning of the week, not so much toward the end of the week. And number 1, the presidential race and who won and who did what in the New Hampshire primary. That's it, the top stories from Talkers Magazine. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. 4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria is off. Victoria Keelan not here this week, so that role falls to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, working our way to number one, is a focus on Sprint, that this week announced the first smart watch for children. Introducing this watch complete with GPS tracking. It's called the Watch Me Go device, designed for children ages 4 to 12 who may not be quite ready for their own smartphone. That's for sure. Nobody under the age of 12 is ready for a smartphone as far as I'm concerned. In addition to tracking a child's location, the watches can send and also get voice and text messages to a parent's smartphone app. Parents can set up alerts to notify them if a child wearing the Watch Me Go leaves a defined safety zone, like their school, their neighborhood, something like that, their backyard. The watch also has an SOS button that will send immediate alerts to the parent. I understand this. $144, and maybe it's a good thing to have. It has a Gorilla Glass watch face, a battery that's strong, water-resistant case, all that sort of thing. Verizon and T-Mobile already have versions of this sort of thing now. It just makes me think that the world, this is teaching kids the world is a scary place, and you better pretend. I don't know, it bugs me. Number four this week on our countdown of the top five items in the world of technology, Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has some new slot machines that inside this casino, actually entirely activated and played by gamblers over the internet. You can't, if you are in the Hard Rock, you can't play with these. You have to go, you know, you can stand next to them and use the internet to play the machines. There are 12 machines, first of their kind any place. The Hard Rock Casino said the remote control slots are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games that have been growing in popularity in Atlantic City over the past 6 years. I wonder if Victoria is playing with these, Kara. She's down in Atlantic City this weekend. Online or in person, slots work the same way. Their foundation is called the Random Number Generator. State gambling regulators put the devices through extensive testing to ensure the integrity of them. Yes, that they couldn't be hacked would be a way of looking at it. The new machines are no different. The same type of machines that are on the casino floor, only they're connected to the internet so they can be activated online only. Players with a valid internet gambling account with Hard Rock can access the new machines through the online gambling website. Wow. If all 12 machines were occupied by other players, others can join a queue waiting for one of them to become available. I'll bet you that thing will be hotter than a firecracker. Number three on this list, going to a number one, the Israelis have come up with an election app that has been apparently hacked. Personal information of more than 6 million voters in Israel this week was hacked. The breach occurred in the Elector app, which is used by Netanyahu and his party, the Likud party. An independent programmer identified the security flaw, exposing the names, addresses, and other personal data of the entire national voting registration list in Israel. Wow. The Likud party uploaded the voter registry to the app in preparation for the election next month. That didn't take long, and bingo, all those things are now exposed. Developers of the app say the flaws have been addressed and new privacy measures are now in place. Unclear, though, at this point how much data was collected as a result of that breach. Number two, T-Mobile and Sprint. A lot of people are talking about this one, a lawsuit, so now they are merging. $26 billion deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. The thing that I find a joke here, and I think I said this on the air during the week, the judge said he was convinced by the two parties that it would be better for competition because prices would go down. You show me one of these damn mergers where your prices have gone down. I'll send you the Brooklyn Bridge. Number one, the Chinese have been blamed for the Equifax breach last year. Remember that? Department of Justice indicting four members of China's military in connection with this hack. Actually took place a couple of years ago. 150 million Americans' info was exposed. According to the indictment, the group hacked into Equifax's system in Georgia back in May of 2017. The breach exposed names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers for 200,000 people who have accounts at Equifax. Second time that DOJ has indicted members of China's People's Liberation Army in connection to economic espionage. And Puerto Rico is out $2.6 million. Government fell victim this week to a phishing scam. Be careful about that. And we all have that potential to affect us. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.